Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to what is going to be an amazing podcast today, June 12th, 2017. I am fresh off my live event here in the Natty. And man, do I have stuff to report back to you with. I don't even know where to start. Where do I start? How about we just do what we know how to do, how we roll with this show, unfiltered, unscripted, from the heart to your mind, body, and spirit, man. Let me tell you, there's so many great takeaways from the past few days. And even going back to previous week when I gave that commencement address in my hometown, it's been a 10-day stretch that is one of the best of my professional life. Probably the best. Let's just say it was the best. The best ever! We had people here in Cincinnati, flew in completely, took time away from their family, their business, their busy schedules. We're all busy. Everybody's busy. But they came in from Vancouver, British Columbia, from the state of Washington, Seattle, and a couple other places in Washington, Los Angeles. Shout out to Will Mary and Kiko. Will Mary, I met when she walked in. I know she's listening to the show right now, and she had to walk away because she said it was like meeting Michael Jackson. Yes, I have yet to tell my wife that one yet, Will Mary, but I will, trust me, and my children. That when we met, you thought you had met Michael Jackson. That's just awesome, man. Who else? State of Texas was represented. Levi Hannon drove 16 hours with his cousin Keith to come to the event. Nonstop through the night. Car troubles. God love you, buddy. It's so great to meet you as well. State of Florida was represented all over the East Coast. And what do you know, man? It was just crazy. It all started some 10 to 12 years ago. Everybody thought I was crazy. Everybody thought I was nuts to quit my six-figure job, where corporate slave camp, where everybody's telling me where to go, what to do, when I can use the bathroom, when I can take a lunch, and, you know, all these holidays I can or cannot take, got to ask permission. Are you serious? I got to ask somebody for permission to do what? To take a vacation? And here's the sad thing. The same people, the same corporate drones are still doing the same thing. Guys, these people are 40, 50, now some into their 60s, and they're still having other people tell them what to do, and they're lying to themselves. Do you know anybody? And maybe this is you. Maybe this podcast is hitting you right now. Are you lying to yourself? And I'm asking you this in this way. I'm going to frame it this way. Have you convinced yourself that it's not that bad? It's not that bad. I mean, look, it pays the bills. They got 7 weeks vacation. Well, hey, that's great. You got 7 weeks vacation because you've given 20 years of your life to a faceless entity who doesn't give a rat's ass about you, your family, anything where you're going. They couldn't give a crap about you. And I know, look, here come the emails. That's not true, Sam. I've done my best at that by that. Bull crap. Come on, man. Quit lying to yourself. Every single person in that room in Cincinnati got it. They got it. And look, there were a couple of employees in there who actually loved what they did. They were coming to aspire to do more. But as usual, that's 10 to 20% of the population. That's 10 to 20% of the room. And we lifted them up and we praised them and we thanked them for loving what it is they do. John Daly. John, I know you're listening from Michigan. John's a teacher, loves what he does. All right. And he pours his heart into his children. John, shout out to you. Thank you for coming to Cincinnati. Thank you for playing big this weekend. But most people aren't, and most people are lying to themselves. You know, they're just pretending as if it's not that bad. It is that bad. You know what? It's worse than that bad. You've sacrificed time with your children. You've sacrificed time with your spouse, which probably led to a separation, a divorce, or just time like, you know, you're roommates, man. You don't even see each other. You're like two ships passing in the night, justifying this bullcrap existence that you spend 20, 30 minutes, an hour on your way to a job that you're afraid to lose that you don't even like. Are you kidding me, man? That's the most ridiculous crap I ever heard in my life. So what are you going to do? Are you going to raise your kids the same way? Dad, I hate my job. Mom, I don't like my job. Oh, you stay in it. Stay there. I know you hate it. I know you're aging like a president. I know it's not paying you what you're worth. I know you're working just hard enough not to get fired and the boss is paying you just enough so you don't quit. I know. I get it. But you stay there, honey, because this is as far as you're ever going to grow. You're never going to realize your greatness. Don't dream big. Don't have any hope now, honey. I raised you to just go with the flow because you know who else goes with the flow, honey? Dead fish. You know what I raised? I raised a dead fish. That's all you are. You've got no hope. You can't grow. And you've got no future, and your best days have already happened. Your best days are behind you. Your worst days are coming up because you're a freaking sellout. That's what you want to tell your kids? Seriously? That's it? Okay. Well, you just got voted worst parent in the world, ever. The worst parent in the history of the world. Okay? Why would you say that to yourself? You wouldn't say it to your kids. You say the opposite. Your kids talk to you, Daddy, Mommy, I want to do this. What do you say? You don't step on their dream like an aunt at a family picnic that's about to approach your ham and cheese sandwich. You say the opposite. You say, honey, you can do anything you want to do in this world. You have greatness inside of you. Of course, that's what you say. You don't squash their dreams. You lift them up. But you know whose dreams you do squash? Your own. And you know whose dreams you're building every single day? Your boss's dream. For what? For what reason? This is the only life you got. And at this live event, man, I got so much. This isn't the only podcast I'm doing today. Hell, I might just go all day because I've got so much inside of me. These live events, they're a lot of work. Yeah, of course they are, you know, but putting on the venue and all that stuff. But man, oh, let me tell you, when you leave that place, for me, selfishly, I am filled up. My cup is running over with gratitude that 12 years ago, I gave the big middle finger to the boss and said, no, I'm better than this, man. I can do more than this. And that's just, you know, that's reality. You've got so much that you can do. You can write a book. You can start a professional speaking career. You can start a podcast just like this. You can build any business whatsoever. You go find a network of people who will buy into your dream, investors, get online, open up a couple of 0% credit cards. Oh, my God, Sam's preaching credit card. Now, come on, man. Quick, get over the emotional part of it. Credit cards can be used for good, and they can be used for not so good, just like everything else in life, like a loaded weapon, all right? Get your mind out of, credit cards are bad. No, being an idiot with a credit card is bad, all right? Investing and learning how to use money and treating money for what it is, just money. It's a vehicle to allow you to move forward with your dream. So I think of all the great stories that I'll share throughout this week as well, the individuals who I met and their story and what they want to do with their life and their why. You know what we did? We had everybody share their why, W-H-Y, their why. Why do they want to be free? Why are they doing what they're doing? And everybody came with a 3x5 index card. And everybody had an opportunity to stand up in front of the group, the entire room, and speak their why to the entire room. And did we laugh? Go, oh, you can't do that. You can't start a business and be a millionaire. You can't. Oh, my God. No. You can't be home every day working from home with your family. No, it's the opposite. No, now everybody at a job who's a lemming going to the corporate slave camp would agree with that crap. You know, they would knock it right down. What? You want to make every day Saturday? Come on, dude. Quit sniffing the glue. Come on, let's go to lunch. We only got half hour left. We got to get back before the boss yells at us. Yeah, okay. Don't share your big dreams with small people. Don't do it. Be around. And look, it's tough. You're going to have to find people who are going to hold you accountable to dream big, to play big, to stop thinking small. But man, once you start surrounding yourself with individuals like that, wow. Exponential growth just just kicks in. And, man, I'm sitting here. I went on my five-mile run this morning. I just thank God for allowing those individuals to pour into my heart at this event. If you were there, awesome. If you weren't, make sure you're at the next one. You can come up with any excuse in the world why you weren't there. Look, we all can. Name them. 1,000 of them. I could do it too. Got lacrosse practice, soccer practice, kid with a trach, hospital appointments, all these things. But if you really want to go through growth, you will do it. Okay, you'll find a way to make it happen. So what are you going to do today? What is one thing you're going to do today that is going to springboard you and help you get closer to your very own Saturday? Are you going to do this? Maybe this is what you need to do. How about you send me an email, put coaching in the subject line, and set up your free power call with one of our Every Day is Saturday Academy coaches. Would you do that? Would you step out just a little bit in faith with that? Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Just put coaching in the subject line. Write one sentence. Say, Sam, I would like to take advantage of my free power call with one of your coaches. And look, you're going to be inspired from that call, and you're going to have at least 3 tangible ideas of what you can do right now to launch your own dream and get closer to Saturday. I'm fired up, man. I thank God every day I went for my dream. I thank God every day I did not listen to the small-minded individuals. I thank God every day that he gives me the help, that he gives me this voice. I'm not going to have this voice forever, and I'm going to use it. I'm going to use it now. I'm going to use it later today. I'm going to record another podcast after this one. I'm going to use it all week, and we are going to realize explosive growth inside the Every Day is Saturday community and also on Facebook. Please join our community, Every Day is Saturday. It's an open Facebook group for you to come in and share and be inspired as well from thousands of people, literally from all over the world in there, lifting each other up, understanding that you can accept who you are, but not where you are. And careful, if you want to play small, no one's going to let you do it inside of there. You want to play small, you go to the water cooler at work. You want to play small, you get the takeout so you can run back so your little boss doesn't write you up and give you detention or whatever the hell it's called in the corporate world where you got to stay after and work an extra half hour or come in on Saturday. We want to know you're committed. Yeah, you know what? You're going to be committed to the funny farm, the insane asylum. You're going to be walking around with a white straitjacket. Hey, I was committed. Come on, man. Go for your dream. Sam Crowley. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.